December 22nd, I'll draw the winner. And whoever I draw, they will get the $50. And we all know that you do not need $50. Come on, let's be real. All right, well, let's listen to another voicemail that we got. Don't know who this one is.
Any minute. Winner, winner. Amazon dinner.
Oh, it's Kathy. Oh,
I did. I called. I doubt I won the prize. Loser, loser.
Kathy, I appreciate your call, but you didn't tell me who you are. I mean, I do know who you are, so I'll go ahead and put your name in. However, you used to call into Fatty a lot. I don't think you call into Fatty like hardly ever anymore. Maybe it's been months, but you used to have the theater with Sydney.
It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Come on, Glovies, and listen in and get some culture in your lives and be awed by the drama as well. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Pay attention.
It always made me think of my dog because you named your daughter after my dog. Yeah, so you did all that stuff. But anyway, I appreciate the call no matter. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to do anything special. I really appreciate the call. And maybe you won. Who knows? We'll know on December 22nd.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You used to call into Fatty a lot.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3095 of the BFO for Friday, the 20th of December 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, open a few crema cards, and have a few crema memories. Yes, me, Fatty. Hello, Bowlers Big Fatty. I didn't know we were going to go play a little 10-pin. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. It's going well. Y'all, you are bowlers today because y'all today at 2 p.m., in the afternoon, it's the very first college sports ball bowl game. Big Fatty, and y'all, they'll be going through the new year. But y'all, it's I think there's a bowl game, at least one bowl game every day except on the Sundays, and there may be one on Crema Day. I don't have the schedule in front of me. Big Fatty, I bet that the official sports ball correspondent of the BFO would know. Well, I'm sure that Mean Keen would, and he's probably got his popcorn in the bowl, and he's ready to sit down and be a sloth doing the holidays. Big Fatty, be a sloth, and while you're at it, you're going to tell everybody they need to be selfish, too. I am going to tell people they need to be selfish during the holidays. Big Fatty! Jingle bells, it's true. We're getting near Crema, y'all, and the jingle bells will jangle on out of here after Crema Day. Big Fatty, you don't do that on Boxing? No, we're back to the old school on Boxing Day. Yes, yeah, Big Fatty. Y'all, since I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I didn't really do a whole lot. I watched some of the stuff on the TV machine, and y'all, then I watched the Survivor finale, and y'all, there was something weird at the probably the first 4 or 5 minutes Y'all, they were showing the pictures and they had the music, but y'all, they weren't talking. You couldn't hear what they were saying. They were talking, but you couldn't hear what they were saying. I don't know what was going on, but y'all, this just went on and on and on. And y'all, I ended up calling Granny to see if he was having testicle problems also, and he was. And so anyway, but y'all, it was an interesting finale. I won't spoil it for anybody. I'm looking forward to recording our final Survivors Ready this coming Sunday night. And anyway, and seeing who won the game, I think it's going to be the Faye Driver or Sam in the Hinterlands, but we shall see. Yes, Big Fatty, sleeping was okay because y'all, I didn't go to bed until after that Stephen Colbert monologue was over, because y'all, I was up till 11 p.m. in the evening anyway, watching the Survivor and the reunion show and all, and went to sleep. Y'all, it was chilly in the love chamber. But y'all, that makes for good sleeping weather. Y'all, and I woke up on Thursday morning, y'all, refreshed, and immediately rolled right back over and went back to sleep. Y'all, I didn't get out of the bed until almost 10 a.m. in the morning. B, that is because you're a sloth. But y'all, it was just lovely because it was nice and cool in the love chamber, and it was just lovely. Just lovely. And, y'all, I did get up, and I had my coffee, and, y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Did the outer loop of Fat Acres and the circle. And, y'all, I was listening to old Crooked Hat. You know old Crooked Hat? You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he's doing a contest. You've got until Sunday to call in and win a cash prize. I had called in, and y'all, he was very unappreciative of Big Fatty's call. So I had to call in and give him a topic so he could talk about. And y'all, so I asked him to tell us about the last time he shat himself. So that'll be interesting to hear. But y'all, you got to get your calls in by Sunday. But y'all, by the way, this weekend, we don't have any celebrations exiting Burke now, but y'all, Jack Frost. The Jack Frost will be nipping at your nose Saturday night about 11:30 p.m. when winter starts here in the northern hemisphere. Y'all, it'll be the middle of summer down there in but Big Fatty Scotty is in London. It's true, so he's getting a dose of winter over there too. Big Fatty Winter in London. Oh, it just sounds lovely. And y'all, after my nipple walk, got back here to the what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, I'm a little discombobulated today, because y'all, I'm worried sick. I'm just worried sick because I haven't heard from that Patty Bacon. That Patty Bacon, y'all, I'm just worried sick. And so y'all, if you happen to see Patty Bacon out there anywhere, y'all, she usually sends a little crema letter. Big Fatty, I'm worried sick also, but anyway, maybe it'll be a crema miracle. Y'all, speaking of crema miracles, it was confirmed. It was confirmed Thursday morning that Big Fatty will be having a crema visitor here in the villa, and y'all will have more about that a little bit later as next week goes along. Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. And y'all, I got my share, and then I've been sitting here, and I said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and record the little show. Big Fatty, thank goodness you didn't tell them that you updated your Your lesbian delivery service wish list, because, you know, you would be a whore. You would be a whore if you did that. It's true. Y'all, and I've got notice that I'm getting a couple more packages. Y'all, I don't know what it is. Y'all, that pretty much was my day. Gussie, y'all, I have got so many cards here, it's just crazy. Y'all, our next card I'm going to open, y'all, I'll put a picture of these up on the BFO at noon today. Y'all, this one is from the Robs. And let's just see what we got here. Y'all, it seems to be quite fancy. Big Fatty, look, it's their picture. It is their picture. Y'all, they're just lovely. You know, good-looking men. Y'all, it says joy and peace. Big Fatty, which one's joy and which one's peace? I don't know. Y'all, it's just a lovely picture of the Robs. And it says, may your crema sparkle with moments of love, laughter, and goodwill. And may the year ahead be full of contentment and joy. Love, Robin Rob, 2019. Well, Rob, thank you so much. Robs, thank you so much for that. Y'all, you'll get to see their mugs. Big Fatty, I didn't see any coffee cups. No, their pictures, their faces. Oh, okay. Y'all, this next one doesn't have a return address on it. So, y'all, I don't know who this is from, but... let's just see. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's the reindeer. It's Santa's second team of reindeer. Y'all, there's Flasher, there's Drooler, there's Gasser, there's Belcher, there's Booger, and there's Pitson. Big Fatty, there's Vulgar too. And it says, hope this crema is second to none. Holiday game. Assign names to each reindeer on the front. Is Granny Gasser a hug Secret Santa? Well, I don't know who Secret Santa is. I'll have to... No, I think Gasser will probably... No, I don't know. Most of these would be... I'll have to... Secret Santa, I don't know who you are, but thank you so much for that. And I will assign names to those. You're going to have to give me a day or so, though. But y'all, our next card, y'all, it's from the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal Show. Y'all, it's Francie. Oh, by the way, y'all, Mr. Tim Kumal sent me a picture. He made my mother's nuts and bolts. And y'all, they look delicious. And y'all, Big Fatty, look, it's a snowman with glitter. It's true, a glittery snowman. And y'all, it's a little puppy dog coming to sniff the snowman, and then the puppy dog tees on the snowman, and then I'm not quite sure what's happening there. Oh, it's beginning to melt. Oh, Big Fatty, look, there's shit going all over the floor. it's snow, y'all. It's full of snowflakes. It's snowflakes all over the floor, and it says happy holidays, dear Big Fatty, with love and a laugh, Francie, Michael, and family. Happy New Year. Hug Poodle and Squeaky, and Squeeze Squeaky Kitty too. Big Fatty and Francie, thank you so much. I've now got something to do this afternoon, cleaning all of this stuff up. Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, I told you that I was going to talk to you about being selfish. And y'all, I've said this before, but I think it is worth repeating. You know, the holidays can be tough for some. And y'all, it's going to be a very different holiday for Big Fatty this year. And I'm reminded back to when I was talking about making my grandmother's cheese cookeries, Brian in Danbury, he said that he started cutting some onions, thinking about family get-togethers and all, where they had the cheese cookeries and all. And, y'all, I'm thinking that those are good memory tears. And y'all, it's okay to have some good memory tears. You know, that's part of life is just things change. If it was all the same, it would not be a terribly great life, I would say. So, you know, there's so many good things that come along, and, you know, there's some bad that comes along also, but how you handle it is you can embrace it, and that's what Big Fatty tries to do, is find something good even in the toughest of times. And y'all, I think back, and I'm just going to tell a couple of little crema memories here, because y'all, I have a feeling I'm going to have a crema that is a little more reflective this year, and I'm okay with that. And y'all, I can think back to you know, going to my grandmother's house, the Hatterina's mother, and the Grand Hatterina, and seeing her bake her crema cookies and everything like that, and then you know, being at home with the hats and my brothers and all, and y'all, crema morning, you know, we always had to line up, let's see if Santa Claus came, and y'all, those home movies that my sister-in-law had put on a DVD for us, y'all, there were pictures of us lined up, and we would come in and see what Santa Claus brought. Y'all, we got so much stuff as children. My mother would go and buy most of the stuff and all, and then my father would say, well, this is not enough. And so there would always be more that would have to be supplemented. Y'all, I think we got Lincoln Logs every year, because that's probably all that was left at the store by the time my father said, that's not enough. Y'all, we had a train every year, and and y'all, it was, I'm gonna have a lot of those good memories, but y'all, it's now my turn to make my memories, and I'm looking forward to it, and it's just, you know, life moves on and all, and so you've got to make your own memories. And y'all, getting back to being selfish, I know some people are kind of down in the dumps and all this time of year, but y'all, I want to just say, go and do something nice for someone. Just a random act of kindness. You know, I talk about random acts of kindness all the time on this little show. And y'all, the old saying that it is better to give than to receive, I'm going to tell you, do something nice for someone for the most selfish of reasons. Because if when you do something nice for someone, you know it will make you feel good. So y'all, get out there and make yourself feel good. It means the world to the person that you are helping or doing the nice kind. And it doesn't have to be anything over the top, but y'all, it's just like these little bags of Chex Mix that I put out for the UPS and FedEx and all those folks. Y'all, even if none of them take a bag of it, it made me feel good just to do something nice. And so y'all, get out there and be selfish and have good feelings this weekend. And y'all, that's one of the easiest ways to feel good. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat. Y'all, he's been having a crema dilemmas and buying and all this kind of stuff. And Adam, what kind of memories of Crema and the BFO do you have?
When you used to call into Fatty a lot.
Oh, Big Fatty, we have been neglecting the voice letters. We got to get on that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.